High school basketball is on the air. Stay tuned to WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station, for tonight's game. High school basketball is presented this season by Mapleview Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sport, and Taylor Rental. High school hoops are also a service of Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, Russ's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. Local high school basketball is also brought to you by Friss Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Westernbrook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Now let's go courtside with Greg Chandler for tonight's high school basketball matchup on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.
Greetings, everyone, from Zealand East High School. Welcome to high school basketball 2013-2014 on WHTC and WHTC.com. Tonight we got the Zealand East Chicks taking on the Holland Christian Maroons in high school basketball as we wind down our first week of high school hoops. This is actually the season opener for Zealand East. They were supposed to open on Tuesday night at Hudsonville, but because of the weather conditions, that game was postponed. That will be played tomorrow at Hudsonville, a late afternoon start time for the varsity contest at 5 o'clock. So this will be the first of two games for the Chicks in a span of less than 24 hours. And Zealand East facing a large rebuilding job after having won two consecutive OK Black Conference championships and winning 36 games over the last two seasons. Howard Christian, on the other hand, has a lot of guys back, but they have a new head coach. Kevin Kuhman stepped down after 3 years with the Maroons last year, and Jason Muir is the new head coach for the Maroons. If you recognize the name, if you're a Hope College fan, you might remember him. He is a 2004 Hope College graduate. He played for Glenn Van Ware, and he was a team captain his senior year from out of the St. Joseph area. But this is his first head coaching experience. He's been an assistant at both the high school and collegiate levels, but this year is his first experience as a high school basketball coach. The Maroons opened their season on Tuesday with a come-from-behind victory at the Civic Center, coming from 10 points down with 3 minutes remaining to whip Grand Haven by a score of 51-49. And the key guy for the Maroons in that ballgame, as has been largely the case the last 2 years, has been the play of Kyle Steginga. Steginga is a 6'5 forward. He's in his third year on the Holland Christian varsity. He is a senior. Last year, he averaged over 21 points a ball game for the Maroons. On Tuesday, he had 19 points, including two free throws with 6 seconds remaining that gave the Maroons the 51-49 victory. And he will certainly be a focal part of the Zealand East defense in tonight's ballgame. When we come back, we will have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. But first, let's take a 2 minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Zealand East High School and the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show. As we get you set for tonight's contest between Zealand East and Holland Christian. The Chicks are coming off an 18-4 record a year ago. They won the OK Black Conference Championship for the second consecutive year. They're 38-6 over the last two seasons. They were defeated in the district tournament by Hudsonville by a score of 50-46. And back again leading the Chicks this season is Vicki Cochran, the dean of high school basketball coaches in this area. Coach Cochran is in his 25th season. This team has won well over 300 games at Zealand East. Overall, in his coaching career, his teams have won more than 400 contests. But Coach Cochran has a fairly large rebuilding job this year. He loses a lot of key players from last year's team, most notably Josh Grunhoff, who was the force in the middle for the Chicks the last several years. Grunhoff graduated last year. He was an all-state player, averaging 16 points and 10 rebounds a game. Josh Grunhoff has exchanged his high tops for a clipboard as he has won a Coach Conference assistant coaches this season. But it'll be an interesting year. It's a fairly young Zealand East ball club. And looking at the roster, only three seniors on the roster, and none of them saw any significant time last year. They will start one senior tonight in Corey Newsom, who was a reserve last year, but he will start at one of the forward positions for Zealand East. He'll be joined up front by Kylan Barton, who we saw a little bit during football season. Barton is 6'1", very quick, a little undersized, because he'll probably stand to put a little feet on his muscles, but very, very quick. We're really interested to see how he performs at the number three position for Zealand East. Alan Christian, on the other hand, has a lot of guys back from last year's team. The Maroons were 10-11 a year ago. They went out in the first round of the tournament. Actually lost to Hamilton in the first round in a stunning upset. And the first time that the Maroons had lost to the Hawkeyes in quite a few years. But with Jason Mueller coming in as the new coach at Holland Christian, as we said, he's a Hope College graduate. He's been an assistant coach in a number of situations. After he graduated from Hope in 2004, Jason was an assistant coach at his alma mater high school, St. Joseph High School, for 4 years. He then went on to the college rank and was an assistant at both Colorado Christian University and Northwest Nazarene University in Idaho, before getting the offer to replace Kevin Kuhlman last spring as the Maroons head coach. And we talked about Kyle Seginga, really the go-to guy for Holland Christian, as he has been each of the last 2 years. But he's got some other guys that are going to be available for him as well. You got an experienced point guard in Mitch Hill. He's been a part of the Maroons program. He was a starter last year. Also, Sam Vanderslice, who was a starter last year as a sophomore, he is 6'7". And he provides a dimension that Zealand East really does not have this year, that they have had in past years, and that has been size. Josh Grunhoff was a 6'7 presence in the middle. Before that, you had Conrad Freeman, who was about a 6'7 presence in the middle. But the Chicks really do not have anybody that really fits that big guy with. They will start Adam Osick in the post tonight. He is a junior, but he stands only 6'3", so he will be at a size disadvantage tonight against Sam Vanderslice in the middle for Holland Christian. This is the second half of a varsity boys-girls doubleheader between the Chicks and the Maroons. In the varsity girls game that preceded this one, it was Holland Christian having no problem with Zealand East winning that ball game by a score of 63-23. Holland Christian led 19-4 after one quarter, with the lead up to 36-11 at the half, and then kind of put it in cruise control in the second half in going on to the victory. Emily Mass led the way for the Maroons. Mass, a 6-foot senior forward, had 18 points. She had 14 of those points in the third quarter. Autumn Rooks, who's another tall forward at 6 foot, she's also a senior. She had 12 points. All 12 of her points came in the first half. And then Hope Ledning, who is a senior guard, had 10 for the Maroons, adding up to a total of 63. Holland Christian is now 3-1 on the season under head coach Crystal Strickland. Zealand East drops to 0-3 on the season. Again, that final in the girls' varsity contest was Holland Christian 63 and Zealand East 23. In the preliminary games yesterday between Holland Christian and Zealand East for the boys, Holland Christian defeated Zealand East by a score of 47-39 in the freshman game, and in the junior varsity contest, the Maroons defeated the Chicks by a score of 47-31. In the girls' freshman JV doubleheader yesterday, the Maroons likewise swept. The Maroons won the freshman game 41-14 and took the junior varsity contest by a score of 42-32. So far, Holland Christian has just been dominant so far, and as they have won every game with the freshman JV, and then having just won the varsity girls game, and they're going to try and make it a complete sweep tonight here in the chicken coop here against this Zealand East ball club. The two teams are making their way back to the benches, and momentarily we are going to have the starting lineups of this ball game. We're going to send it back to the studio for a final 2 minute break. You've been listening to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital pregame show, and you're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. tonight's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Stations of Midwest Communications. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSA and the Ohio Stations of Midwest Communications. Here's a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First for the Holland Christian Roots, coached by Jason Muir in his first season as the head coach of Roots, assisted by Brian Pajot and Jason Rock. And a forward is Nathan Walters, a 6'3" senior. He had 6 points on Tuesday against Grand Haven. Joining him up front, the All-State candidate Kyle Steckengat, 6'6" to the senior. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds against the Bucks on Tuesday night. In the middle, Sam Vanderslice, a 6'7" junior. He had 11 points and 7 rebounds in the game on Tuesday against Grand Haven. In the backcourt is Nick Hill, a 5'11" senior, and Jared Dykstra, a 6'3" senior. Jared had 8 points against Grand Haven on Tuesday. For the Zealandese Chicks, coached by Mickey Cochran in his 25th season, assisted by Josh Kruhoff, David Klein, and Jeff Van Fossen, starting at a forward, Kylan Barton, a 6'1" sophomore, the one of two sophomores on the Chicks varsity. Another forward is Corey Newsom, a 6'1" senior. At center, Adam Osick, a 6'3" junior. At one guard, Ike Sheldon, a 6'2" junior. He played on the varsity as a sophomore last year. And Noah Paul, he is also a senior at about 5'11". The Chicks are in the home white uniforms, gold numerals, brown trim. The Maroons are in the familiar maroon uniforms with white numerals. The officials for tonight's ball game: Joseph Stein, Warren Kent, and Ted Edsall. The opening tip-off coming up, presented by South Shore Laundry, drop-off, deliveries, and dry cleaners located in the South Shore Village. Corey Newsom comes over to shake hands with Brian Bajot and fist bump with the officials. Big crowd out here tonight. The chicken coop off to my right in full force tonight. And each side stands are completely full. So a great crowd on hand for tonight's ball game. The season opener for the Chicks, game number two for the Maroons. The Maroons will break out. I believe Stegengel will jump center for the Maroons. Mickey Cochran huddled around his charges. The two teams shake hands. Everybody pretty much knows each other in this rivalry. The Seven Nation Army cheer begins from the Zealandese and the Holland Christian fans. Stegengel will jump center against Noah Pohl. The official steps in the circle. And Pohl mistimed his jump too early, and Holland Christian are going to reach up. Pohl anticipated the jump too quickly and slotted it all the way past the basket on the left side. Pohl does win the cap, though, and the Chicks control the opening cap. They will work left or right across your radio dial. Noah Pohl comes to work for the Chicks. Brooms open in the man-to-man defense as per usual. Left side is Corey Newsom, looks for a cutter. Top of the circle is Adam Osick. Now Barton with it right side. Putting it on the floor is Osick. Back outside is Sheldon. They swing it around the room. Pohl has it. Thinks about a three. Can't pull the trigger. Pohl gets a pick. He'll try a three for the top. Yes! Now a hole. It's a three. Nice pick set that time by Ike Sheldon to three him up. Oh, they're going to roll a two. The officials got together. They said Pohl had his foot on the line. 2-0 Zealandese with the early lead, a little bit of man-to-man pressure put on in the backcourt. Nick Hill brings it up for the Maroons into the front court. Ted Dykstra, down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice works state line, back outside to Hill. Now top of the circle to Walters. Hill has it at the top against Barton. Now right side, Dykstra down low, Vanderslice. Vanderslice working on offense, trying to back him down. Goes off the window, too strong. And we're going to get a foul over the back. This might be a second guy. Stegengel went over the back of the Zealandese rebounder, and he got the foul. So Stegengel picked up a quick foul. Holland Christian will press. Inbound comes to Austin. Into the front court is Paul. Paul was rising the basket. Shot blocked by Vanderslice, but he's going to get the foul. Noah Pohl used his quickness that time to get around Vanderslice and drew a foul on the big guy. So Noah Pohl will shoot two at the free throw line. shooting right into the student section and hits the front, the back, and bottom with his first free throw. We play 55 seconds, 3-0, Zealand East in the lead. Second one upcoming, on its way, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound down for him, Houston comes away with it, and he stepped on the sideline, Holland pushed the ball. So the Maroons will get it after the turnover. Inbounds pass comes to Nick Hill. Hill will walk it slowly up court. He started last year at the point for the Maroons. Over to Stegen. Got Kyle walking across the timeline. Martin picks him up. Stegen at the top. Over to Hill. Hill, top of the circle, side stretch. Jerry will try a three from way out. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Tilden for the Chicks. Tilden, long pass up by court to Barton. Barton back outside to Tilden. Now to Pole. Pole right side. Pole over to Barton, right baseline. Kyle with a 15-footer. They'll get off the front. Stegen gets guys for the glory. And Kyle's going to dribble it up himself. Stegenga into the front court. Picked up by Bart. Stegenga over to Walters. Walters goes baseline. Kicks it out to Stanislice. To Stegenga. Kyle for a three off the back of the iron. No. Stanislice with the offensive board. Here's Dykstra. He'll fire a three from the top. That's no good off the back. Walters gets the rebound, but he went over the back of Noah Pohl. Walters trying to get the rebound with, by and a boy going over Noah Pohl's back, but was not able to do so. So already three team fouls on Holland Christian. Pressure put on the backcourt. Barton gets the inbounds. He'll leave him from Houston. Back to Noah Pohl. Pohl lays everybody away. Long pass in the front court to Osick as they break the press. Pohl has it between the circles. To Corey Newson. Houston cross court feed tipped away by Walters, but it ends up in the hands of Tilden. Over to Pohl. Pohl left side. Thinks about it, three, but Stegen has got a hand in his face. Tilden airmails it over to Barton. Tyler for a three right side air ball. Weak side rebound to Walters ahead to Hill. The Maroon Platoon shares the air ball after the Barton air ball. Second guy into the front court to Dykstra. Jared Dykstra holding the basketball on the left side to Vanderslice. Vanderslice left away. Down low to Stegenga. Kyle off the window side. Easy two. Houston couldn't do anything that time against Stegenga down low. Chicks break the press. 3-2. Chicks in the lead. Here's Pohl with it. Pohl fights their drink down the lane. Shot too strong off the glass. Barton with the offensive board puts it back up. No good. Stegenga with the rebound. Stegenga, long pass ahead to Hill. Hill drives left side of the basket. Up to the rear score. Back Hill with the basket. Play up. Allen Christian with the lead for the first time. 4-3. He plays 3 minutes. And here's a steal. Barton's pass ends up in the hands of Walters. Walters to Dykstra. Jared Dykstra in the front court, down a hill at the top. Nick Hill throws it, intended for Walters, almost got away from him. Walters on the dribble, over to Dykstra, bounce pass down low, second it. Second down the baseline, working on Barton. Back outside, Walters. Nathan puts it on the floor, drives it all down the way. But that play is in and out, no good. Put back by Vanders, face no good, but he's fouled. Good penetration that time by Walters, but he was able to draw the defense, and Vanderslice was able to get the offensive board and draw the foul on Adam Osick, the junior center. Vanderslice had 11 points against Grand Haven on Tuesday. He was 3-4 from the line. He makes the first. Couple of subs check in for the Chicks. Ben Ritzma, 6'3 sophomore, and Gavin Butler, a 6'2 junior, in for Coach Cochran. And Jason Neal responds in kind. He sends Max Weird, a 6'1 senior, into the ball game. We saw Max a lot last year at one of the guard positions for the Maroons. Vanderslice all met with the second. He has clearly improved his free throw shooting. That was an area he struggled with last year. Kyle Wasson checks in for Sam. Wasson is a 6'5 junior. 6'3 Maroons, 4:30 to go, first quarter. Pressure put out in the backcourt. Whip it in the backcourt. This Butler. Butler. Ahead to Pohl, into the front court to Ritzma. Ritzma back outside to Pohl, who will settle things down a little bit. Living on the left side now is Josh Harder, who's checking the ball game as well. Harder, 6'3 junior. Now Tilden with the right side. Eichel will try a 15-footer. Yes! Tilden, the 6'2 junior, with his first basket. That ends a 6-0-1 for the Maroons. 6-5 Maroons in the lead. 4 minutes to go first quarter. Here left side. Here, watch a three. No good. rebound battle for, and coming away with it is Butler for the Chicks. Paul will bring it up slowly. Paul. Over now to Ritzma. Ritzma will try and penetrate. Dishes off right side to Tilden. Tilden being guarded closely by Nathan Walters. Tilden leaves it outside for Noah Paul. Paul between the circles. Over to Ritzma. Then tries to penetrate. Now dishes right side to Hart. Hart on the baseline. Back outside to Ritzma. Ritzma back outside to Paul at the top. To Ritzma. Now in the corner. Here's Butler, cross court to Paul. Noah will try a three from the top off the back of the iron. No good. Battered around. Still with the rebound. Here come the Maroons. Three on three. Stegega over the hill right side. Nick drives to the basket, kicks it outside to Weir. There's an opening down the way. Weir and took it strong, and we got a foul. Going down hard that time was Ben Ritzma. And he's limping a little bit as he comes up. Howard Christian will take time with 3:06 to go in the first quarter. It's a 30-second timeout. 6-5, Howard Christian in the lead. This timeout is presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. That last foul was on Josh Hart. It looked like Hart and Weird had kind of not knee-to-knee together on that play, and Josh got up limping a little bit. 3:06 to go, first quarter, 6-5, the Maroons in the lead. Visit the MHSA website to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety resources, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSA website and become a score reporter. Check out blogs and podcasts to keep your perspective about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSA.com. As a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holler Station of Midwest Communications. Max Weir, the 6'1 senior, will go to the foul line to shoot two for Howland Christian. 6'5, the Maroons lead it. Weir's free throw on the way short. Vanderslice gets ready to check back in for Howland Christian, and in for the first time is Matt Boz, a 6'6" junior. One thing the Maroons do not lack on this team is size. They got 6'7", a couple of 6'6s, and a couple of 6'5s on their roster. With a second one on the way, swish. Maroons 3-4 from the line early on, 7-5, Howland Christian in the lead. Noah Paul in the front court, gives it up to Devin Butler. Butler on the left side, over to Ben Ritzma. Ritzma dribbling left to right, comes to the top of the circle, maintains his dribble. Over to Butler. Butler tries to show and go on Dykstra. Gets a screen from Hart. But he's cut off at the free throw line. Paul with it now right side. Up the top now. He has Seth Nyberg, who's in for the first time for the Chicks. And we get a whistle on the baseline. And Devin Butler made his move. I think Jared Dykstra's going to get whistles for the foul. Dykstra on the personal. His first. 14 fouls already on Holland Christian. 2:41 to go in the first quarter. Chicks have it. Baseline right. Ritzma blocks the basketball, sends it way outside to Paul. Paul, over to Ritzma. Ritzma will go baseline to the hole. Finger roll, no good. Stegega with the rebound. He'll come up himself. Stegega into the corner and out of Weir. Weir goes baseline, runs into a crowd, and we got a whistle. And this is going to be a foul on Zealand East, I believe. Max Weir drove into three white jerseys, and he drew contact from Josh Hart. Much to the chagrin of Mickey Cochran, and the official is giving Coach Cochran an explanation. He said Josh got a piece of Max's wrist as he went up for the shot. Weir is shooting two. First free throw gets the front, the back, and the bottom. Hart will check out with two personal fouls, and Osick returns for the Chicks. Weir with one more. Max fires, got it. And Jake Newhouse, a 6'2 senior, checks in for Zealand East. The only seniors on this ball club, Newhouse, Mewson, and Nyberg for the Chicks. 9-5, Howland Christian, 2:25 to play first quarter. Ritzma, the sophomore, into the front court, picked up by Stegega. Over to Nyberg. Nyberg drives it back. It goes up and under, shot blocked from behind by Vanderslice. Dykstra retreated, but he stepped on the baseline. The ball will go back to Zeno and East. Ritzma will send it way outside. It almost got away from Newhouse. Newhouse chased it down over to Nyberg. Nyberg gets a screen from Austin. Here's a three on the way by Butler. Off the glass. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll be Holland Christian ball. Chick scored the first 3 points, but Holland Christian has outscored Zeeland East 9-2 since, and they've got the ball with a four-point lead. Max Weird on the slow walk up court gives it up to Steginga. Got Kyle between the rings. Steginga over to Matt Moss. Down low to Steginga. Kyle with a hole off the glass. Too strong. He gets his own board back up. Steginga stuck it. Saving it at the second effort. Rolladero to hit it stop. 11-5, Holland Christian. Here's Rick Bessay. They're right down the lane. And he puts it off the glass over Vanderslay. Nice move by Ritzma there. That's his first two, 11-7. 1:30 to go, first quarter. Steginga at the top. Penetrate. Goes down the lane. Shot walked by Butler, but Devin's going to get whistled for a foul on the wrist. One thing Holland Christian is doing well early on is getting to the basket and getting fouled and getting to the free throw line. Steginga at the line. Moons already. 5 of 6 from the strike. First one for Steginga. It's a rainbow, and it's nothing but net. Kylan Barton returns along with Noah Paul for the Chicks. Steginga on Tuesday was 9 of 11 from the free throw line. He's a very, very good free throw shooter. One more for Kyle. Nathan Walters waits to check in. Steginga's second is no good. The rebound fell for it's loose. And batting it out of there is Butler. And we got a couple of guys on the floor. It's a hell of a ball. Possession arrow, Holland Christian. Steginga will check out as Walters will come in with 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Jason Neal will give a leading score a brief rest here at the end of this quarter. Walters the trigger, baseline left, gets it in to Dykstra. Dykstra in the corner, being guarded closely by Paul. They swing it outside to Weirda. Weirda gives up his dribble, needs somebody to find someone to pass to. Pass it was intended for Dykstra, tipped away, and now it's just getting aggressive on defense. Moss on the right side, tries to drive toward the basket, as the ball tapped away, comes back out to Dykstra. And we get a whistle and a traveling violation on Nathan Walters. Jason Mueller wants the press. 1:02 to go, first quarter, 12-7, Maroon. Inbound comes to Paul. Over to Ritzma on the backcourt. It's that 1-2-1-1 press that we've seen so many years used by the former coach, Mickey Phelps. And we get a foul in the front court as Ben Ritzma making his move in the front court. The foul is going to be on Jared Dykstra. That, I believe, is his second. It is. And right away, Nick Hill will come in for Jared. 53.6 seconds to go in the quarter. 5 team fouls on Holland Christian, 4 on Zeeland East. Ritzma to inbounds, into the corner to Kylan Barton. Barton back outside to Ritzma. Ritzma puts it on the floor against Walters, goes towards the baseline, spins, puts up a 10-footer off the window, no good. Rebound Walters. Down to 40 seconds, Paul took it away. Nathan Walters took down Noah Paul as he was going for the basketball. If that was wrestling, that would have been a 2-point takedown. And for Walters, that's his second foul. And second is going to have to come back in the ballgame. I don't think that's what Jason Newell wanted. He wanted to keep Steginga on the bench the rest of the quarter. Here's Paul Winnick, gets a screen at the top from Newhouse. Paul Winnick, Newhouse at the top, tries to penetrate down the lane. He puts it up. No good, too strong. And we're going to get a Zeelandese foul. That's going to be an over-the-back call on Devin Butler. That's his second. And Osick will come in for the six, replacing Butler. 26.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Second get an inbound, gets it into Hill. Bruins with the ball up by 5. Down in the front court. Gives it up to Weirda. Next puts it on the floor, gets with the bounce pass down low, double teamed is Vanderslice. Vanderslice had his shot blocked out of bounds. It'll save Maroon basketball with 14.9 left. Stegging it inbound. Sends it way outside to Weirda. Weirda at the top. Weirda, now to Maas, back to Stegging. They had the ball get away from him. Down to 7 seconds, down to six. Second is going to make the move. Second goes behind the back, down the lane, has the ball, gets away, stolen. And this is going to fly a shot, but beyond half court, and it hits the backboard in the rim. Jason Miore thought that Stegner was foul going to the basket, but they didn't whistle it. We come to the end of the first quarter here at Zeeland East. It is Holland Christian 12, the Chicks 7. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to high school basketball at 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. WHTC. Second quarter underway action here at Zeeland East. Chicks with the basketball. They swing it around the perimeter. Corey Musin has it on the right side. And we're going to get a whistle away from the basketball, and a legal screen is going to be called on Ike Tilden. Tilden was trying to free up Ben Ritzma at the top of the circle, but he was moving when he set the pick. Foul on Ritzma, his first. Each team now with 16 fouls, so both teams will be in the bonus on the next foul. Taking it with it in the front court for Howland Christian. Maroon's working right to left, and they've got a 5-point lead. Matt Maas outside to Max Weirda for a three. He got it. Max Weirda with a triple. He's got six early points. And the Maroons have built up their biggest lead at 15-7. Let's go bring it up for the Chicks. Going one-on-one with Nick Hill. Loses the basketball. He'll try a steal. Here come the Maroons. Hill to Stegging. He's taking it underneath. Throws up a surface shot. No good, but he drew the foul on Osing. Stegging was underneath the basket, and he kind of threw the basketball up off the glass, almost behind his head, and almost got it to drop. Foul on Ostick, his second, 17 fouls on Zeeland East, and Sigginger will go to the line for two. Holland Christian, 6 of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half already. Sigginger, 1 for 2. First free throw for Kyle, no good, in and out, and the rebound to Musin for Zeeland East. 7:10 to go, first half, 15-7 Maroons. Here's Polo splashing going to the basket. Shot off by Stegging off the glass. The Chicks fans want a goal tag, but they're not going to get it. Great block by Stegging. Here come the Maroons the other way. Wheeler in the corner of the mouth. Bounce will try a free right corner. No good. It's an air ball. And the rebound goes out of bounds to Zeeland East. And Mickey Cochran just gave the eye to one of the officials about the what he thought was should have been a goaltend on that last play there on the block by Stegenga. Here's Tilden over to Ritzma, right side. Weirda is on him. Maroons have gone man to man the entire ball game. Ritzma over to Musin, right side. Kyle Stegenga is on him. Now to Noah Paul at the top. Tilden left side. Tilden on the dribble now. He'll try a jumper from just inside the arc. No good. Hill with the rebound for Holland Christian. Here comes Nick Hill with it for the Maroons. Hill, left side, bounce pass down low to Vanderslice. Can't put the move on. Buys it off. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Paul for the Chicks. Paul bring it up. Long pass ahead to Ritzma. Ritzma in the front court. Outside to Tilden. Tilden spinning toward the basket. What a pretty ball off the window. Ike Tilden with his second basket. 15-9, Holland Christian. 5:50 to go, first half. Stegginga walks it slowly into the front court for the Maroons. Stegginga, cut off by two Chicks, leaves it outside for Maas. Now to Weirda. Max Weirda, right side. Osinger's really battling down low against Vanderslice. There's a nice entry feed down low to Vanderslice. Puts it up and in. Good feed that time from Nick Hill to Vanderslice, and the big guy gets his first basket. 17-9, Holland Christian. Paul with it, front court for the Chicks, gets a screen from Austin. Paul draws a crowd. Outside left is Tilden. Tilden will dribble it back out, outside the fence rate. Down the lane, puts the butt 8 foot off the window, it scores! are still leading the way for the Chicks so far with six, but they're down six, 17-11. 5:05 to go to halftime. Shaking it with it front court. Hal dribbling between his legs. Spinning. Rives has the ball knocked away. It's stolen. Here comes Houston, one-on-one. Houston, that's Chilton, actually. Chilton drives. He's cut off by Matt Moss. The Moss is going to get whistled for a foul. And now the Maroon Platoon not happy about the call. So Mike Chilton will go to the line to shoot two for the Chicks. An opportunity to cut the lead to four. Chilton was a starter last year as a sophomore for Villanese. First free throw in and out, no good. Seth Nyberg and Josh Hart returned to the ball game for the Chicks. And in for the first time for Holland Christian, Justin Dykraff, a 6'5" senior. One more free throw for Tilden. And he got the second one. He twists the pair. 17-13, Holland Christian, 4:53 to go, first half. Nettel brings it up for the Maroons in the front court to Segega. Segega. To Dykraff. Dykraff looks to him for Vanderslice. Can't get it to him. Sends it back outside to Wilda. 17-12. He spoke on the score. Vanderslice is going to be called for traveling. Vanderslice shoveled his feet before he put the ball on the floor against Hart. Chicks with the basketball. They were down eight a moment ago. They can cut to three or maybe two here. Houston in the front court. Over to Nyberg, left side. Back outside to Tilden. Now Houston has it against Steginga. Hole at the top. Hole thought about it. Leon puts it on the floor. Backs it out. Hole gets a screen from Hart. Hole making his move down the lane. Puts it on eight. Ball off the glass. It's good. So up Hole with five. And the Chicks have clawed back to within three. It's 17-14. We're midway through the first half. Weird in the front court. Over to Hill. Hill wants Dykraff, count low, can't get it to him. Hill now dribbles out toward the top. Hill looks for someone to pass to, as he get rid of it to Weir way outside on the right. Weir at the top of the circle is like that. Justin will pull the trigger out of three. Off the front, but Stinger is there for the loose change. Stinger inside position there and just tapped it right back in the basket. He has seven. Holland Christian 19, Villanese 14. Here's a three on the way. No good by Tilden. And the rebound to Vanderslice for Holland Christian. In the front court is Dykraff. He'll go baseline. He'll kick it out in the corner. Weird. And Max is wide open for three. In and out. No good. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Seth Nyberg. Here come the Chicks. Working left to right. 3:10 to go in the half. They're down five. Tilden left side. Goes to the baseline. Cut off outside. They swing it around to the top. Now right side is Musin. Corey Musin. They swing it back around left. Tilden has it. Drives on Dykraff. Kicks it back out to Paul on the left. Noah Paul cross court to Hart. Over to Nyberg. Back outside to Musin. They swing it back around to the left. Tilden will try a three. No good. And the rebound to Hill for Holland Christian. Here comes Nick. Hill over the front court. At the top of the circle. Now over to Segega. Kyle slashed toward the basket. Puts it up. Body contact. No whistle. Rebound, Vanderslice, and Sam puts it up and in. A Villanese defender went out, but they called neither a charge nor a block, and Nicky Cochran will take time with 2:26 to go in the first half. That's going to be a 30-second timeout, and this timeout is brought to you by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. 2:26 to go till halftime. 21-14. Holland Christian in the lead. Right now, the scoring being done by three guys for the Maroons. Steginga has seven. Vanderslice six. And Weirda has six. Tilden has seven. Paul has five for the Chicks. Coming up at the half, we'll have the Spectrum Health Dealing Community Hospital halftime report, and we'll also have our MHSA perspective with John Johnson of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Chicks break out of the huddle. Kylan Barton is back in the ballgame along with Devin Butler. Maroons go to a press. Looks like a 2-2-1 press from the Maroons this time. Butler in the backcourt. over to Paul. Paul will dribble it. He's got two moons with him in the backcourt. Paul, over to Barton. They got to hurry and get it across the timeline. And it's going to be a 10-second call. Barton couldn't find anybody to pass the basketball to, and the Howard Christian Press results in a 10-second call. Maroons get it back. Hill with it in the front court for the Maroons. They're up by 7 and with the ball. And the ball goes right through the hands of Nathan Walters, and then Wispa had something to do with it. Wispa got a hand on it and tipped it off of Walters out of bounds, and the Chicks get it back. Paul over to Barton. Barton walks it across the timeline. 2 minutes to go in the half. Howard Christian 21-14. At the top is Wispa. Down to Paul. Paul over to Devin Butler on the left side. Butler tries to make a move. Sends it over to Paul. Right side. Hill's matched up on him. They got a little isolation one-on-one here. Here's Paul nearly losing his footing. And we're going to get a traveling violation. The official said Paul dragged his pivot foot before he passed off. 1:42 to go in the half. Maroons with the ball. They're up by 7. Hill will bring it up for the Maroons. Working against Paul. David Walters has it on the right side, working on Ben Wispa. Walters looks for someone to pass you over to Seginger, right corner. Kyle puts it on the floor against Paul. Drives it back. Has the ball kicked away by Barton. Stolen. Here come the Chicks the other way. Wispa into the front court. And he'll wait for help. Wispa now puts the move on down the lane. Puts it up. No good. Seginger with the board. He's tied up underneath by Hart. And we get a hell ball. And the possession arrow favors Holland Christian, I believe. Hart went right after the football like he was going after a basketball. Of course, Seginger was a pretty good wide receiver for the Maroons. Had 17 touchdown catches this year. In the front court is Weird, over to Dykstra, down to Nathan Walters. Seginger with it, drives left side, has the ball tapped away, it's loose on the floor. Dykstra gets down the floor, and he managed to prevent the hell of a ball, but he couldn't maintain the possession. The ball ended up out of bounds at the Zealand East bench, and the Chicks get it back. 52 seconds remaining in the half. And I got to think Coach Cochran would like to play for one shot here. Paul in the front court against Hill. Paul on the dribble outside to Lipton. Ben will try a three from the top. No good. Long rebound comes out to Burton. Over to Butler. Butler goes baseline against Weir to back outside, and it's a turnover. So the Maroons get it back after a bad pass. 33.8 seconds left. Hill will walk it into the front court. Very likely the Maroons will play for one. Hill into the front court. Dykstra comes to set a screen. Weir has it now on the right side, down to 20 seconds. Back outside to Dykstra to Walters. Walters will hand off to Hill down to 15. Here comes Hill making a move to the free throw line over to Dykstra in the corner. He'll try a three. It's short. Long rebound comes out to Hart, and Dykstra commits a silly foul. There was no way Justin was going to be able to get the rebound. Hart had it clearly blocked out, and we're going to take the long walk to the other end with 8 seconds to go in the half, and Josh Hart will shoot a one and one. Jared Dykstra will come in for Howland Christian, and for Zealand East, it'll be Ike Kilmer returning. Hart will shoot a 1-1, a 6'3" junior. He was one of the wide receivers for Zealand East in football this year. Free throw on the way by Josh Swish. Zealand East 2-3 so far from the line. Check that, 3-4. One more for Josh. No good off the back. Seginger with the rebound. Down to 6 seconds. Seginger in the front court section. 3 seconds in the corner. And we get a whistle and a traveling violation. And Jared Dykstra can't believe it. 2.5 seconds left. And Jason Miller saying, let's pressure the inbounds. Chicks with the ball. Inbounds comes to two. 1 second. Taylor to beat the clock. Gets it off. No good off the glass. And that's the end of the first half here at Zealand East High School. It is Holland Christian 21, and Zealand East 15. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime show. But first, let's take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. This is Fred Chandler back here at Zealand East High School. Welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital halftime show. 21-15, Zealand East trailing Holland Christian at the half. It was 12-7 Maroons after one quarter, and in the second quarter, the Maroons outscored the Chicks 9-8. Taking a look at the scoring so far, Kyle Stegic, as you might expect, leading the Maroons with 7 points. He has three baskets and a free throw, one of three from the line in the contest. Also 6 points for Sam Vanderslice, two baskets, two of two from the free throw line, and Max Weirda, who has a 3-point basket and is three of four from the free throw line. Nick Hill has the other 2 points for the Maroons. That adds up to 21 for Holland Christian. For Zealand East, Ike Tilden, the 6'2 junior, leads the way with 7 points. He has three baskets and is one of two from the free throw line for his seven. Noah Pohl has 5 points on two baskets and a free throw. And one basket for Ben Ritzma for 2 points. And Josh Hart, one of two from the free throw line for a single point, adding up to a total of 15 points. So that's what where we are right now, with Holland Christian out in front by a score of 21-15. Again, earlier in the varsity girls contest, it was Holland Christian improving to 3-1 on the season with a 63-23 win over Zealand East. Ellery Mass led the way for Holland Christian with 18 points. Autumn Rooks had 12, and Hope Reppins had 10. Holland Christian now 3-1 in girls varsity action this year, while Zealand East still looking for its first win after opening season with three consecutive losses. When we come back, we will have the second half of tonight's game between the Maroons and the Chicks. But first, we do our usual halftime feature during our high school football and basketball broadcast. We take a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of John Johnson, the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. JJ's perspective is next, 21-15. Holland Christian ahead at the half. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Play it again. I'm John Johnson, and we'll play it over and over and over again next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you do a lot of interviews with the media on some topics over the years, you find yourself basically giving that same pitch over and over and over again. A few friends of mine have even joked that when I hear a certain topic, I just select a button and hit play, and there goes the tape. I had another one of those moments again recently where a sports editor from a small daily paper in the middle of the state wanted to write a story about sportsmanship. He thought he had some issues in his community, and he felt that the message needed to get out, and he wanted some comments from an MHSAA point of view. Well, roll the tape. It's not hard for me to ever talk about sportsmanship because it's a core value of what we do. If we don't promote and get good sportsmanship at our educational athletic events, schools might as well stop sponsoring these programs. We'd be then just the same as youth sports and college sports and professional sports, and basically every other level of sports by every other sponsor that barely pays lip service to sportsmanship anymore. And when we stop being different, the value of our brand bottoms out. Sportsmanship needs constant attention because 25% of our audience turns over every year. And you certainly can't assume that these kids and parents live by, or for that matter, know anything about or have even heard of, the Golden Rule. So local school administrators have to describe and demand good sporting behavior of their coaches, their student athletes, their student bodies, and their community. And most do a decent job. Consider that on any night this winter, you could have upwards of 1,000 basketball games being played, and most of them take place without any breakdowns in civility or respect. And it happens because we make it important, and we work at it, We planned for it to happen. Well, the tape played on, and then we covered parental perspective issues about playing time, which can actually lead to some awfully poor sportsmanship by parents towards coaches. And after about 15 minutes, we wrapped up the interview, and I stopped and rewound the tape to get ready for the next time. And we'll never stop playing that tape over and over, because we'll never stop promoting good sportsmanship. Back with more in a moment.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport, and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young, aspiring officials, and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Still looking for a great holiday gift? How about a DVD of an MHSAA championship event from this past fall season or from years past? Go out to prepfilms.com to check out hundreds of titles produced by the MHSAA Network and Fox Sports Detroit. Relive the moment with a championship DVD for Christmas from prepfilms.com. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
With the tag team producer duo of Chris Allen and Lindsay Lucas. This is Greg Chandler back here at Zeeland East High School. We're just about ready to get the second half underway between Zeeland East and Holland Christian. The Maroons lead it by a score of 21-15. A couple of other scores to tell you about. Unity Christian leading Calvin Christian after one quarter by a score of 15-4. And a team that Zeeland East is going to have the battle this year for supremacy in the OK Black. The Muskegon Big Reds leading Rockford by a score of 19-8 after one quarter. And Big Reds have a very impressive 6'9" center, Deonta Davis, who has already made a verbal commitment to attend Michigan State. The Big Reds are going to be a force to be reckoned with on the basketball court, just like they were on the gridiron this year. The Maroons will send out the same five who started the ball game: Walters, Hill, Dykstra, Steginga, and Vanderslice. The Chicks come out with Ritzma, Hart, Paul, Butler, and Hilden. Chicks will have the basketball working right to left across your radio dial. Inbounds comes to Paul. Ball picked up by Nick Hill in the front court. Holland Christian opens it a man for man. They've gone man the entire ball game. Butler with it. Over to Paul. Paul comes to the top of the circle. Cut off by Hill. Over to Ben with the right side. Now in the corner is Tilden. Tilden was the leading scorer for the Chicks in the first half. Ritz with the top being guarded by Steginga. Kyle took it away. Here we go. Steginga 1-on-1 with Hill. Now Hill joins him. Hill drives to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Steginga has the rebound, lost it, and here comes Ritzma the other way, and Ritzma is fouled in the backcourt by Nick Hill. Well, when Steginga gets a steal and gets ahead of steam ahead of him, he could go in and dunk it, but the Chicks had a guy get back on defense. Steginga passed off the Hill, and Nick was not able to finish around the basket. Paul has it in the front court for the Chicks. Paul drives to the right baseline, goes to the back, it's shot up by Vanderslice out of bounds. I believe that's Sam's third block of the ball game. Chicks will maintain possession, baseline left. Long inbound comes to Till, and Eichel saw a three for that pass, no good off the back. Steginga goes high for the rebound, lost the basketball, over to Fuller. Fuller shot off by Steginga out of bounds. Steginga had the rebound, but could not corral it. Devin Butler got the ball, but then Steginga blocked. Butler shot out of bounds. Max Weirda comes in off the bench for the Maroons, replacing Hill. Dylan East will inbound it. Ritzman will slap it in. Gets it to Tilden. Tilden back outside the pole. He's open for three right side. It's short. Rebound by Josh Hart. Has it to back. It's shot by Vanderslice, and we're going to get a... Back across the arm on Vanderslice. Ben thought he had a green block. I couldn't tell, quite honestly. So Josh Hart will shoot two for the Chicks. He was 1-for-2 for the line in the first half. Free throw no good. Chicks were only 3 of 6 from the line in the first half. One more for Hart. That one's good. That's the second play of the night. 21-16 Howard Christian, 6:55 to play in the third. That's weird. They live it in the front court for the Maroons. Picked up by Mike Tilden. Weird tries to penetrate. Gets rid of it to Stegengut. Stegengut being guarded closely by Devin Butler. David Walters has it now. Over to Jared Dykstra at the top. Right side, Weirdo. Max tries to penetrate. Dishes off. He's swinging it around. Here's a three. Left-handed three by Walters. No good. The rebound to Tilden. Here come the Chicks. Tilden into the front court. Tilden between his legs on the dribble. Hart sets the screen for him. Over to him to the right side. Back outside the pole. Now to Tilden. Tilden left corner to Butler. Devin dribbles out. Now gives up his dribble. Back outside to Tilden. They swing it around the pole. Pole over to Butler. Butler nearly lost it. Back outside to Paul. Paul about 30 feet from the basket. Paul on the dribble against Weirdo. Leaves it outside for Whitmer. Which will try a three from that top. No good off the back of the iron. And the slice clears for the Maroons. Here comes Weirdo with it for Howland Christian. Weirdo outside to Dykstra. Dykstra puts the move on. Down the lane. Contact. We're going to get a blocking foul called. Hart tried to take the charge. But he got there a half step too late. Jared Dykstra will go to the line to shoot two. Jared, the younger brother of former Maroon standout Tyler Dykstra, now plays for the Calvin College Knights. First free throw for Jared, no good off the bat. Adam Austin, who started the ball game for Zealand East, checks in for the first time this half. And also in for the first time, Zach Gavin, a 6-foot junior for the Chicks. One more free throw for Jared Dykstra. And he missed them both, and Austin has the rebound. So we're stuck at 21-16, 5:30 to play in the third. Paul was in the front court for Zealand East. Bounce pass right side to Tilden. Tilden drives on the baseline. We get contact, and we are going to get a blocking foul call on Nathan Walters. That's number three. And Nick Hill immediately comes in off the bench. Hill will come in for Walters. Kylan Barton will replace out Tilden for Zealand East. Inbound comes to Barton. Barton will try a three from the right corner. No good. Rebound battle for it's loose. And Dykstra got the board. And we get a whistle and a foul. And we're going to get a foul on Devin Butler. That will be his third. And Jason Neal will take time with 5:31 to play in the third. This timeout brought to you by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. One with a pickle and mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Let's take a 30-second break, Lindsay Lucas. 21-16 Holland Christian. You're listening to High School Basketball on WHTC and WHTC.com. It's a 5-point Maroon lead with 5:22 to go in the third. Stegging a whip it in the front court. With it now is Max Murray. He airmails it over to Vanderslice. Right back outside that hill. He's open for three. He left it short. Rebound Stegginga. Stegginga has to get rid of it. Back to Weirdo at the top. Back over to Kyle. Stegginga puts it on the floor against Paul. Drives the lane. Goes up and under contact. And we're going to see Stegginga go to the free throw line. Kyle touches about three white jerseys that time and took a shot to the head. Foul on Noah Paul is first. Three team fouls each way so far in the second half. Stegginga at the line. Kyle 1 of 3 from the line tonight. First one for Kyle. In and out, no good. He's shooting right into the Zealandese student section right now. Kyle Wasik, a 6'5 junior, will check in for Sam Vanderslice. Kyle saw brief action in the first half. Stegging his second. Got it. That's the first point for the Maroons in the second half. 22-16, Alan Fisher. Pressure put on in the backcourt. Inbound comes to Ossing. We'll leave it for Paul. Paul ahead to Ossing. Back to Paul. Paul will throw a long pass in the front court to Barton. Barton back outside to Paul. In the corner now. A three on the way by Zach Kevin. No good. Rebound to Butler. Butler underneath. Outside to Barton. Kyle will try a three. That's good. Kyle and Barton with a triple. His first basket of the season. And the Chicks cut the Maroons lead in half, 22-19, 4:30 to play in the third. Staking it with it, front court, gives it up to Dykstra. Over to Hill, back outside to Max Weirda. Weirda to Hill, down low to Wasik. Wasik left of the lane, working on Wasik. Wasik puts it on the floor as the ball knocked away by Burton. It's loose, and Sittinger retrieves it as to send it back outside to Weirda, not out Dykstra. Over to Sittinger, Kyle for a three, no good off the back. Rebound, battle for it, Cole snatches it out of there. Ahead to Butler. Butler into the front court. Underneath to Wasik, and Butler's going to be called for traveling. Justin Dykstra returns for Highland Christian, and Sittinger's going to get a breather. Corey Musin will check in for Zero and Ace, and Nathan Rivers will come in for Highland Christian. 4 minutes exactly to play in the third quarter, and the only points we've had this third quarter have been on free throws. Each team with 1 point. Actually, take that back. We've had one free throw and 1 3-pointer for the Chicks. The three a moment ago by Barton, the first basket by either team this half. Dykstra has it in the front court for Highland Christian, gives it up to Walters. Walters looks for someone to pass. He gets it to Dykstra. Dykstra turned around up 6 feet. No good. Rebound. Battle for it. Loose. And Barton comes away with it. Here come the Chick. Barton. Driving his gamut towards the hoop. And he drew a foul on Walters. That's four on him. Jack Jeffers saw an opening on the right side and said, I'll take it right to the basket. Check that. That foul is not on Walters. It's on Wasik. That's his first. So Zach Gavin, the 6 foot junior, will shoot two at the line with an opportunity to bring Zero and East within a single point. First one is good. 22-20, Highland Christian, 3:36 to go in the third quarter. Gavin, eyes the rim, second one on the way, got it. And the Chicks have scrapped their way back to a 1 point deficit, 22-21. Hill with it front court for the Maroons. Hill gives it up to Walters, right corner. Nathan Spin, being guarded closely by Paul. Now back outside is Weirda. Up of the circle is Hill, down low. And the ball is intended for Walters, and Walters lost the ball out of bounds. So Zero and East gets the basketball, and they get an opportunity to take the lead for the first time since very early in the ballgame. Chicks break the press. In the front court is Gavin. Over to Austin, down to Paul. Paul right side, with it on the dribble. Paul puts a move on Hill, puts up a 10-footer off the glass, no good. Austin with the rebound for Howland Christian. Outlet to Hill. Hill will bring it into the front court under 3 minutes to go in the third. Weirda with the basketball. Dykstra battling with Barton down to the low block. Bounce pass down low to Dykstra. Dykstra one foot push down low. Paul knocks the ball away, but we get a whistle on Zealand East foul. That's going to be on Kylan Barton, who is defending down on the low block there. Kyle Stegner returns for Highland Christian. Foul on Barton is first. Each team with 14 fouls. Jake Newhouse returns for Zealand East. 2:46 to play in the third quarter, 22-21 Highland Christian. Stagging up, inbounds it to Weirda, back outside to Hill. Nick Hill just holds the basketball. They swing it around left side to Weirda. Weirda tries to penetrate. He's cut off, comes back outside. Weirda wants Stagging up. Newhouse is fronting Kyle right now. Hill has it right side. Newhouse doing a really nice job of fronting Steginga. With it on the right side is Hill. Cross court feed to Weirda. And Max goes along the baseline, puts up a shot, no good. But he draws the foul. I think this might be on Ostick. It is on Kyle Ostick. Or Adam Ostick, rather. That's three on Ostick. Vanderslice gets ready to check back in for the Maroons. Weirda at the line to shoot two. Max is 3 of 4 from the line tonight. First one, got it. Ike Taylor returns for Zealand East. So Weirda with 7 points tonight. He did not score on Tuesday against Grand Haven. second free throw on the way for Weirda. Swish. He's 5-6 from the line tonight. 24-21. Allen Christian. Pressure put down in the backcourt. And Tilden breaks it. Tilden in front court. Picked up by Weirda. Tilden leaves it outside for Corey. Nielsen between the rings. Not a Newhouse in the corner. Here's Devitt. Back outside to Newhouse at the top of the circle. Tilden has it on the right side now. Spins out hill. Drives, puts the shot off the glass. No good. Didn't even get the rim. We get a whistle and we're going to get a foul as Vanderslice got knocked to the deck. I think that's on Osink. That is four on Adam Osink. And Josh Hart will come in to replace Adam. 1:55 to go in the third. 16 fouls now on Zealand East. So the next Chicks foul will put the Maroons in the 1-1. Nick here brings it up 1-1 against Ike Tilden. 1:49 to play in the third. Sega has it at the free throw line. Looks for a cutter. Turns. Puts up a 15-foot jumper. No good off the back. Hart with the rebound for Zealand East. Here comes Ike Tilden with it for the Chicks. Tilden on the left side gets a screen from Hart. Tilden will put up a jumper from 17. No good. And the rebound falling away is Walters out of bounds, and we get a whistle at a traveling violation. Walters was called for the travel as he was falling out of bounds as he tried to get rid of the basketball. So Zealand East will get the basketball. Baseline left with 1:28 to play in the third. Jared Dykstra will come in for the Maroons, and Ben Ritzma likewise for the Chicks. Long inbound comes to Ike Tilden. Tilden will try a three for the tie. No good. Long rebound comes out. And here comes Walters. 2-on-2. Walters outside Weirda. Max will try a three. Right side. He got it. Max Weirda. That is a catch and shoot for Max. And that's his second three on the right. He has 11. Back comes the Olympics. Here's a three. Right side. No good for Kevin. And the rebound to Vanderslice. 27-21. Allen Christian, 1 minute to go in the third. Weirda over to Walters. Nathan slashes the ball on the baseline. He's doubled. Sends it back outside to Vanderslice. Now to Stegenga. Kyle will fly a three from the top. No good. Pearson with the rebound. Into the front corner is Ike Tilden. 45 seconds to go in the third. Tilden come out with the free throw line by Stegenga. Back outside. Here's Kevin. Now to Corey Newsom. 35 seconds. Newsom looks for someone to pass to. Leaves it for Tilden, down to 30. Tilden holds the ball in half court. He'll make Stegenga come out and guard him, down to 25. Tilden puts it on the floor. Tilden leaves it outside. Ritzma down to 15. Ritzma on the dribble down to 10. Ritzma's going to make a full move on Jared Dykstra here, down to 6, down to 5. Ritzma outside to Newsom, down to 3. Over to Tilden, 2 seconds, 1 second. Tilden to the basket, puts it up, no good to buzzer. At the end of three quarters here at Zealand East High School, Allen Christian leads Zealand East by a score of 27-21. Let's take a 60-second break and listen to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Highland's hometown station, and WHTC.com. Quarter action getting underway here at Zealand East. Allen Christian will have the basketball. They lead by 6, 27-21 as we start the fourth. Max Weirda into the front court, picked up by Noah Paul. Weirda over to Nathan Walters, right in front of the Allen Christian bench. Walters puts it on the floor, sends it in the corner to Jared Dykstra. Jared will launch a three. It's good! Jared Dykstra with a three from the left side. That's his first basket of the night. And for Allen Christian, their third triple. 30-21, that's the Maroons' largest lead. They've scored 8 straight. Here's a three by Ben Ritzma. It's through from the top. And the 16 of that one. 30-24. 7:20 left. Weirda